But first, the Australia Institute's Climate of the Nation report has been tracking Australian attitudes to climate change since 2007. And despite a global pandemic and ensuing recession dominating headlines, their most recent report showed that climate change is still top of mind for many Australians. Richie Merzian, the think tank's climate and energy director, feels that the devastation of last summer's bushfires has left an indelible mark on our electorate.
Whilst the pandemic seems like it's overwhelming, it hasn't consumed all our concerns. And the Black Summer bushfires are still front of mind for many Australians. It impacted the majority, either the fires directly or the smoke indirectly.
Climate change was one of the key issues that the Independent MP, Zali Steggall, ran her campaign on last year, knocking Tony Abbott out of his long-held seat of Warringah in the last federal election. When I spoke with Zali earlier, she said that the findings of the report came as no surprise to her and mirrored the concerns of many in her own electorate.
I welcome that research because it reaffirms what I strongly believe and what I believe many people in Warringah and neighbouring electorates and all around Australia believe, that yes, we are experiencing the impacts of global warming and climate change. Those effects are occurring now. No one can ignore the summer we've had with bushfires and people having serious issues in relation to respiratory illnesses. We have a high risk of unprecedented extreme weather events, and this is only going to get worse. And people are acknowledging that. So the time for action on climate is not some vague issue in the future, but it is now.
The report's findings showed that 83% surveyed supported the closure of coal-fired power stations.
Coal is the least popular energy source.
Richie Merzian says that the drawbacks of coal-fired power stations aren't just environmental.
They're unreliable. We often talk about how the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow, and therefore we don't get energy from these variable energy sources. But these are aging assets. They break down often, and we actually keep tabs of how often they break down. The Liddell coal-fired power station is the most unreliable in New South Wales. The most unreliable power assets we have are in Victoria. They're the two brown coal-fired power stations, Loy Yang A and Yallourn. So we need to plan for a modern energy system, one that has a lot more renewables coming online because it's the cheapest way to make new energy, and also it's the cleanest way to make new energy.
As always, however, the issue of climate change continues to divide. Senator Matt Canavan, the deputy leader of the Nationals in the Senate, has long been a vocal supporter of coal mining. The senator, whose brother John Canavan is the managing director of Windfield Energy, a private coal company with a significant interest in Australia's second largest coal mine, accused the Australia Institute of having an agenda.
I don't really believe anything the Australia Institute puts out. They've obviously got an agenda, and good luck to them. It's pretty inconsistent with other polling I've seen where there's actually support. News poll, a respected poll, a year or so ago found there was a majority support for a new coal-fired power station. So I think everybody should take these results with a big grain of salt.
Richie Merzian disagrees.
When we asked Australians to put their top three preferred energy sources, solar tops the list. 4 out of 5 Australians put solar at the very top, followed by wind and then followed by hydro. I mean, coal is at the bottom and gas is not that far above it. Like, people don't want to use fossil fuels if they don't have to. Where the tension is around the perception of how important fossil fuels are for employment and how important they are for tax income for the government. And on that one, the results were striking. When we ask people, how many Australians do you think work in the gas sector? They get it wrong by a factor of 40. So only 28,000 work in the oil and gas sector, according to the ABS labour stats. Australians believe it's more like 1 million. This is decades of successful marketing and influence and lobbying from the mining and in particular the fossil fuels sector. And we saw this just this week. The Queensland Resources Council in the Queensland election put out statistics that they came up with around how many jobs rely on mining in different electorates across Queensland. In one electorate that we examined, they said that there were more jobs from the mining sector than there were registered voters. It's ridiculous, right? But it's pervasive and it's been going on for decades. We confuse national interest with the fossil fuel interest.
Richie Merzian is referring to the claim made in election adverts by Queensland's mining lobby, the QRC, that mining had provided 372,000 Queenslanders with jobs. One of the electorates that the QRC used to underpin this research was that of McConnell, where they claimed nearly 47,000 residents held jobs within the mining industry. But the Electoral Commission of Queensland lists only 39,000 enrolled voters within McConnell. I pressed Senator Canavan about the QRC's claims.
I have no idea, sorry. I haven't seen those numbers at all, so I can't really comment on them one way or another.
Richie Merzian feels that dealing in misinformation has become a pervasive issue within government. He pointed to the claim made by Angus Taylor, the Minister for Energy and Emissions Reduction, that the government's plan to deliver low-cost energy, back the 850,000 workers who rely on gas, and still reduce emissions, as a perfect example of this.
This is the Federal Minister for Energy and Emissions Reductions who is making up this ridiculous number. And this is why, like we just said, they get it wrong by a factor of 40. The minister is getting it wrong. It's a major issue and it allows the government to spin its policies, but they aren't based in truth. And if we're serious about an economic recovery, the last thing you would do is invest in the gas sector because it is the most capital intensive. You could invest in any other sector of the economy and create more jobs and you'd probably make more money as well.
Zali Stegall agrees.
Yeah, look, I think that, again, reflects that I think the government is absolutely on the wrong path. We have to be very clear. Gas is a fossil fuel. Gas contributes to global warming and to rising emissions. It is not a solution that we get any more gas out of the ground or that we start any more large gas projects. There is some small amount of gas that will have an ongoing role, but the government is seeking to expand that role and that will have a very negative impact on Australia's emissions. It's really interesting, some of the statistics in relation to actually the misconception Australians have in relation to how many jobs are in the coal-fired power sector, in mining, and around gas. We have vastly more jobs in other sectors, in particular tourism, which obviously heavily relies on how we're going on climate change impact in relation to things like the Great Barrier Reef. But some specific examples, we know from studies made that the same amount of investment in a renewable project compared to a fossil fuel project, so a gas or a coal project, will deliver nearly three times more jobs. So again, we're seeing that if you even take away your environmental concern and you just put an economic and a job-focused hat on, the future is with renewables because it provides lower-cost energy and it enables companies to have more jobs.
The Australia Institute survey found Australians greatly overestimated the number of jobs in the gas industry, believing about 8% of Australian jobs came from the sector. But the Australian Bureau of Statistics suggests just 0.2% of all jobs are involved in the extraction of oil and gas. I asked Matt Canavan why he thought many Australians might think there were more jobs within oil and gas than there are.
Well, there's hardly any jobs in renewables. I mean, I don't know what that really says. I mean, I'm not so sure it really matters all that much what Australian people think about. What matters is what happens on the ground, and there are thousands of jobs in our resources industry and related industries. What the statistics don't capture is the downstream jobs from mining. You're only counted in oil and gas or a mining job if you actually work at the coal face, so to speak. But I know in my community, in Rocky and Mackay, Townsville, there's so many people who work in industry servicing the mining industry, and they're not explicitly captured.
Richie Merzian countered this response and says, like mining, there are plenty of jobs to be had in renewables for both blue and white-collar workers.
Talking about clean jobs, we're talking about the ones that are required to build all the clean energy to power our electricity or to power the potential transport and industry that we will eventually transition to. So they can be blue-collar jobs as well. We're talking pulling solar panels on roofs. They're mining lithium and other rare earths that are going to be used in the clean energy space or in battery building, or they can be in the services sector as well. So they can be working in the mergers and acquisitions in the energy sector for these growing new corporates. Clean jobs can be blue-collar or white-collar, just like fossil fuel jobs can be blue-collar or white-collar. And there's also a good amount of these jobs that don't require a lot of training or are capable of being of taking existing employees or existing unemployed people and retraining them in there. The opportunities exist to build the clean jobs that we need, especially when we are looking at an increasing number of unemployed people in Australia. These opportunities exist, and if the government's going to be spending hundreds of billions of dollars, then it should be addressing both the economic recovery, but also the climate crisis as well.
Richie Mersian, Climate and Energy Director at the Australia Institute, speaking with me there.